Well, here we are, 2026. Another year gone. I usually watch the ball drop on TV in New York every year, and they always play the song Auld Lang Syne. That song usually brings tears to my eyes because it means that something that we have gone through is gone, and that what we are facing, we do not know. It's a very exciting time, and it can be a very challenging time for some, no doubt. It seems that 2025 went by a little bit faster than the other years has. You know, the older I get, the more I realize that. I used to get so irritated when older folks would come up to me and say, oh, just wait till you get my age. Well, I am your age now, and you're absolutely right. I'll tell you, things are that way. And I see you back there now pointing your finger at me. But I understand it does seem to go a little bit faster. Now, 2026 is not a leap year. You know, we have a leap year every 4 years on our calendar. But I want to suggest to you that for some, 2026 is going to be a leap year. We may have children here that are going to leap into school for the very first time in their lives. We may have some teenagers here that are going to leap into high school for the very first time in their lives. I know that we have one young lady here who is going to leap into college for the very first time in her life. And we do wish her the very best with that. Some may be leaping into a career change. Some may be leaping into retirement. You know, we go through changes for the very first time, many times through our lives. Life-changing moments. And again, they can be very exciting times, and they can be very confusing times. Sometimes we deliberately make changes simply because it's the beginning of a new year. We call them New Year's resolutions. You know, if you look at the screen, you will see the top 12 New Year's resolutions that man goes through every January the 1st. We will try to change habits that we have made. We will try to improve ourselves physically. We will try to save money, especially since New Year's comes right after Christmas, and it might be a little more difficult to save money after Christmas. Some of us may even try to change our attitudes in life to become better people. And when it comes to God's family, we may even consider changing our lives spiritually to bring ourselves closer to God and closer to each other as a Christian family. Whether it be one of these things or some other thing, we generally think about improving ourselves at the beginning of each year, don't we? The only thing about doing that, sometimes our resolutions are short-lived. Resolving to change habits may be harder than we think, so we give up on these resolutions. Sometimes it's hard to make improvements to ourselves. Sometimes it's hard to save money, and you're thinking, well, I have trouble doing that regardless of what time of the year it is, and that can be generally true. Changes are generally hard to make when we have grown accustomed to how we live. And we have done it the same way for so long, and the thought of having to do something different is just something that we're not ready to accept. So we become discouraged. And we become aggravated with ourselves in our attempts to change, and so we just eventually throw in the towel and quit, and thus never achieving our resolutions. I want to suggest to you that several things can be done to help us keep resolutions that we make in our lives. First of all, you have to put it into your mind. You have to think about it. If you're going to do something, you have to keep that activity in the forefront of your thoughts. You may need to put a note on the refrigerator. Now, if y'all's refrigerator is like ours, our refrigerator is filled with notes and pictures. It used to be filled with, when our kids were small, I thought we was going to have to go out and buy a bigger refrigerator because we run out of room. And when Pat was working at the base, it was pictures of all the kids that she had taught while she was working at the child care center at the base. Now it's sort of a combination of friends who send us pictures of their families, pictures of some of Pat's old kids, even some of our own kids are on this, on our refrigerator as well, and our refrigerator is filled. It may be that you need to put a note on your refrigerator reminding you that you need to do something. It may need to, you need to put a note on your mirror that every time that you look at yourself, you're looking at that note. Remember to do this. It may be that you need to put it on your nightstand so it's always there for you to see. The next thing is you need to be reminded about it. It may be that you need your husband or your wife to come up to you and say, "Now remember, you said you were going to do this." Any of y'all ever do that? Yeah. Sometimes you may need a little help. You may need to have someone on your side that can help you in this activity. Someone who will give us that little extra boost that we need that we can't seem to get on our own. This is particularly true with our spiritual self. We need to look to the source that can help us make spiritual changes in our lives. And of course, that source is God. God will always give us the help and support that we need when we tackle our problems in life. And we can always approach God's throne in prayer and ask Him to help us overcome the difficulties that we face in life. We can also turn to each other as a Christian family to help us overcome issues that we have in our life. The Christian family is a tremendous support group, one of the best that we could ever have. And then finally, we need to work at it. We need to work at it. We need to have our mind made up that we are going to do this, that we are going to give this our greatest effort ever. As Solomon said, Ecclesiastes 9 and verse 10, whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all of your might. Basically, what Solomon is telling us is that you may have a lifetime to get this done. You may have a lifetime to make the changes that you want to make in life. Or it may be that you only have a few days or maybe a few hours to do this. But yet and still, we need to think about it and then make our minds up to do it. Well, this raises the question, what things actually need to be done? Well, think about all of the things you do in life. Paul said, Colossians 3 verse 2, set your mind on things above and not on things on the earth. Now, ask yourself this question. What do you work for in life? What drives you to get up in the morning, to go through your day, to do the things that you do before you pillow your head at night? What gives you that little push? What keeps you going throughout your day? I mean, you work hard to keep your job, don't you? Sure you do. You work hard to take care of your family, to see to it that their needs are taken care of. You work hard to put money in the bank. You work hard to set extra money aside for retirement. And you try to keep your future intact. And you do this every day of your life because we really don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. None of us have any idea what 2026 is going to hand us. And you try to do these things well because they help sustain your life. Just imagine if you worked this hard to do the things that God wants you to do as you do on the things in your physical life. What would your life be like? Just imagine, for example, that you practiced Matthew 6:33 to the greatest of your ability. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Now, you know, this verse gives us a promise and a guarantee. The promise is, if you will seek God first, you need to promise in your life that you are going to seek God first. And if you will fulfill that promise, the reward is there. God Himself has said it. Seek first God and His righteousness. And what? All of these things that you work hard for is going to happen. All of these things will be added to you. If you put God first, everything else is going to come along. Most folks don't believe that, so they don't practice this, and it never happens. Practice it once. And watch God go to work for you. This is a tremendous rule in making resolutions. Now, I want to go back to something that I said earlier. Most resolutions are short-lived. What makes them so hard? Why is it so hard? And we've probably all done it already. We've already got into our minds some things that we want to do better, things we want to change, things that we want to be different. Why is it so hard? It may be that the task is like maybe climbing this mountain. You know, you may say, hey, I'm going to climb that mountain. Or as Jesus made reference to it, I'm going to move this mountain. And we may say that. And we may say, well, I'm going to move this mountain, and I'm going to leap over that building. I don't know if anyone have ever been to Chicago and seen the Sears Tower that is in Chicago. I saw it back in 1994. That's the black building to your right, to my left. At that time, it was the tallest building in the world. 1,729 feet tall. 113 occupiable stories. It was the world's tallest building in 1994. When I saw it, I was actually on the top story, the 80th story of the tall white building on the other side of the screen, the Standard Oil building. I rode an elevator that shifted shafts three times to go from the bottom to the top. Took us about 6 or 7 minutes to go from the bottom to the top. And that's where I was when I saw the Sears Tower. The top part of the Sears Tower was covered by a cloud, so I didn't even get to see the top of the Sears Tower. But can you ever imagine having to move, to maneuver over something that big? And we say we're going to leap that with a single bound. Listen, none of us are supermen. Or maybe we're going to say, I'm going to lift that weight. Now, I doubt there's anyone in this room who could lift this weight that you see on the screen. I know I'm not one of them. Actually, this man is lifting 471 pounds at this point in time. And yet, we may get so engulfed in what we're wanting to do, we're going to lift that weight. And you may get your resolutions in mind, and you may say, I'm going to move that mountain. I'm going to leap over that building. I'm going to lift that weight. So you run up to that mountain, and man, it's big. And you look up at that building and you see it. And I got to tell you, when I stood next to the Sears Tower and I looked up at the top of it, it made me dizzy. I eventually did get to see the top of it. And I got dizzy looking up at it. It was so tall. But you may say, I'm going to leap something that big. And you may say, I'm going to lift that weight. And you run up to it and you see it and you see the magnitude of it. I can't leap that building. I can't move that mountain. I can't lift that weight. So you give up. And you let it go. Because I can't move that mountain. I can't jump that high. I can't lift that much. So in just a few days, you see the mountain, you see the height, you see the weight, and you erase those resolutions. You simply give up on all of those good intentions, as good as they were. I want to give to you today the solution to keeping your New Year's resolutions. And it is so simple. You're going to wonder to yourself, why didn't I think of that myself? There it is. Get a little better each day. No, you're not going to run up to that mountain and move it all at once. You're not going to jump 1,729 feet in one time. You're not going to lift 471 pounds in one time. But that don't mean that you can't reach the top of that, you can't move that mountain. And that doesn't mean you can't reach the top of that building or lift that weight. But you do it little at a time. Get a little better each day. That word better gives us a common thread that connects everything that I have talked about so far this morning. That one little word makes it possible for us to do anything that we want to do in life. And it's not about lifting weights. It's not about moving mountains. It's not about leaping over tall buildings. It's not about making radical changes that you want to see instant results to. It's about getting better. Doing a little better today than you did yesterday. Doing a little better tomorrow than you did today. I mean, let's think about this for just a minute. Think about something in your life that you were good at. Now, don't tell me I'm not good at anything. That's not true. Every one of us in this room is good at something. Something that we have put time and effort in, something that we enjoy, something that we have been fairly successful with in our lives. Everybody has something that they can do that they are good at. For me, it's my music. I have been playing music now for some 58 years. Started when I was 9 years old. And yes, I've gotten pretty good at it. The first time I picked that guitar up, man, I was going to move that mountain. I was going to leap that building. I was going to lift that weight. But when I played that guitar for the first time, I laid that thing down and I said, forget you. Because I couldn't do it. I didn't have a clue how to do it. But something made me go back to it. And the second time I picked it up, I still couldn't play it. And I picked it up a third time. And a fourth time. And a fifth time. And every time I picked it up, I got a little bit better. Until one day, I picked that thing up and actually knew what I was doing. But I didn't do it overnight. Ladies, I dare say the first cake you baked flopped. Men, I dare say the first time you tried to repair an engine or to make a household repair, it looked like a mess by the time you finished with it. Because you didn't know what you were doing. But when you did it again, and again, and again, and you got a little bit better each time, you became successful. Let me tell you something, that there are things that we are not good at that we want to be good at. But when we try it, we can't. But if we work at it, if we grow, we will get a little better every day. Now, this is what I want to talk about. Getting a little better every day spiritually. This is the point of this lesson, and I'm just about through. Y'all don't worry. Every one of us, I don't care who you are, I don't care who the person sitting next to you is, I don't care who your parents are, who your children are, who your brothers and sisters are, every one of us in this building right now need to get a little better at being a Christian. And I challenge each one of us to go home and to look in that spiritual mirror and see that little note there by that face that you're looking at in that screen. Get a little better today. See where you are. See where you need to be. And no, you're not going to make it the first time. I can think of 3,000 souls who left Jerusalem after becoming Christians who did not have a clue how to be a Christian. But they knew how to get better at it. And they did. And the church grew and flourished as a result of it. And I'm going to tell you, if you do this, you look in that mirror and you see that potential and you see that opportunity and you go after it, you're not going to get there tomorrow. You're not going to move that mountain. You're not going to leap that building. You're not going to lift that weight tomorrow. But you're going to be a little bit closer to it. And if you get up the next day and you do the same thing, you're going to be a little bit closer to it. Until one day, you're going to get up and you're going to look in that mirror and you will have done it. Because you got a little better each day. We need to make resolutions from the words of this text. Bill's already read it for us. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Be what? Be steadfast. Don't give up. Immovable? Don't walk away from it. Continue there in it. Always abounding. Always reaching forward. Paul said, I am pressing forward. I am reaching to that goal. And finally he was able to say, I'm there. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith. Therefore there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord the righteous judge will give me into that day. And not to me only, but to all of those who basically got a little better every day. So I'm challenging you today. Get a little better in your spiritual life. Paul is telling us that. He said you need to get a little better at pleasing God with your life. Get a little better at walking in the light. Get a little better in doing what God wants me to do and not so much what I want to do for myself. Get a little better without excuse, without hesitation. without reservation. Get a little better in your attitude. Give a little better in your attention. Get a little better in your attendance. Coming together with your family. You know the greatest thing for me last week when I was gone? We drove 500 and something miles. Took us all day to get there. You know the greatest thing about that week's trip? They're sitting right over here. Here and here. My family. I was with every member of my family. The week between Christmas and New Year is about the only week of the year that all of us can be off at the same time. That's why I always take the last week of the year off in my vacation. Because I have an opportunity to be with my family. Get a little better. Get a little better with your family. No, you can't do it all at one time. You can't do it all in one day. But you can get a little better every day. This morning, my friends, if you are outside of Christ, you can become a Christian through obedience to the gospel of Christ. And Christianity may be new to you. And you may not have all of the answers in your Christian life to start off with, but let me tell you, I didn't either. I was 14 years old when I became a Christian, and I didn't know hardly anything, and I've been in church with my mom and daddy all my life. But I got a little better every day. And you can too. Give your life to the Lord today and get better in serving Him. Christian, it may be that you have given your life to the Lord, but for some reason or the other, you're not any better at it. Why? It may be that you tried to do it all at one time and found out, well, I can't do this all at one time, so I just won't even try anymore. I hate to tell you this, folks. God's not going to accept that excuse. But He will accept I'm getting better. When we stand up before God in judgment, He's not going to judge us based on what the person sitting next to us has done or not done, or someone in our family has done or not done. He's going to base it on what we have done and not done. So that's why, folks, we need to get a little better every day of our lives. You want to reach your resolution this year? Don't try to do it all at once. Just get a little bit better every day. Jesus will cleanse you with His blood, and you can walk in the light. Are you going to make mistakes? Yeah, you're going to make mistakes. Repent of them and move on. Get a little better. So that's the answer to your New Year's resolutions or anything that you try to do in life that may seem insurmountable. Just do a little bit every day. And my friends, then you can get it done. If you need to respond to the invitation of Christ, please come as we sing our invitation song.